From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. North Korea vowed Monday to persist in its nuclear weapons development program, rejecting calls from the international community to rein in its aggressive military actions. The North's United Nations mission contended that the new UN sanctions against it for its missile tests were a, quote, flagrant infringement upon its sovereignty. State media claimed they were the result of a heinous U.S. plot to isolate and stifle the communist country. North Korea said it is a responsible nation state with no intent to threaten any country other than the United States unless they joined Washington in military action. But North Korea boasted that its latest missile test in late July showed the world that the entire U.S. mainland is in our firing range. North Korea's response to the sanctions came as U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said the best step the North could take to signal it's ready for dialogue would be to stop its missile tests.
We're not going to give someone a specific number of days or weeks. This is really about the spirit of these talks, and they can demonstrate they're ready to sit with a spirit of finding a way forward in these talks by no longer conducting these missile tests. So this is not, give me 30 days and we're ready to talk. It's not quite that simple.
12 people were killed by stray gunfire in Kinshasa Monday in violence surrounding the city's central prison. Police spokesman said four of the members of a sect and eight others had been killed by stray bullets. Gunfire was reportedly heard in a number of Kinshasa neighborhoods early on Monday. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. Hundreds of international observers from the EU and AU are in place throughout Kenya to monitor Tuesday's presidential election. But the Ugandan Red Cross says it has begun registering Kenyans who have fled their country in anticipation of violence surrounding the elections. The agency says it plans to set up receiving sites at two border towns.
The Uganda Red Cross says it has received and seen a number of Kenyans who crossed the border, fearing for their safety. Bob Akankwasa is its director of disaster risk management.
We've seen a couple of hundreds coming through. We are yet to verify their true nationalities and where they are exactly moving in. But these are still the commercial population movements, people who have the capacities and abilities to handle their situations.
The Uganda Red Cross says so far it has handled 10 families in need of support, but expects even more once the voting is over.
But all our branches across the eastern border are on the alert because some of these people move because they have relatives. As people vote, that's when they tend to move when they are finished.
Halima Athmani for VOA News, Kampala.
More than 100 children fleeing areas controlled by Al-Shabaab militants in central Somalia have arrived in the coastal town of Adale, seeking the government's protection. Adale is a key trading town in the middle Shabelle region, 220 kilometers northeast of Mogadishu. In an interview with VOA Somali, the town's district commissioner said the fleeing children are resisting new Al-Shabaab recruitment campaigns, and each of the families in the town has offered to have two or three children stay with them until the Somali government and regional authorities decide their fate. The United Nations says it's looking into reports that insurgents have massacred dozens of people, mostly civilians, in northern Afghanistan in recent days. Authorities say the incident took place Saturday after the Taliban attacked and overran Mirza Olang village in the province of Sar-e-Pul. The Australian Navy says it has found the missing American aircraft that crashed into the sea Saturday off Australia's east coast. Three U.S. Marines are presumed to have died in the crash. The Australian Defense Minister said in a statement that the submerged aircraft was located shortly after an Australian Navy search ship arrived in the area. And the famous war crimes prosecutor Carla Del Ponte says she is resigning from the Commission of Inquiry on Syria because of a lack of support from the UN Security Council. She'd been a member of the commission for 5 years. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting live from VOA World News Headquarters in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.